Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency tracking app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. First off today, Apple has been ordered to pay $506 million for infringing upon patents held by Optus Wireless. The decision comes from an Eastern District of Texas federal jury, and notably, this was the first in-person jury trial over patents since the COVID-19 pandemic began. The lawsuit centered around a handful of Optus Wireless patents, all of which relate to the use of LTE technology in the iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. During the trial, Apple had aimed to prove that it had not infringed upon the technology in the patents to access LTE networks. One of Apple's key arguments was that you could look at the guts of an iPhone to learn that it had not infringed upon the patents in question. Apple had argued that the iPhone's compatibility with LTE, like all other smartphones on the market, was not evidence of infringement. On the flip side, Optus Wireless contended that Apple infringed on its patents and was aware of the infringement, and likewise refused to enter a licensing agreement. Optus Wireless argued that it had offered Apple a global license for using the standard essential patents related to LTE. According to the company, this was done in compliance with its fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory obligations. Optus Wireless said that it had repeatedly negotiated with Apple about an agreement, but that the negotiations always ended up being unsuccessful. In the end, despite Apple's arguments, the jury said that Apple had failed to prove that the Optus Wireless patent claims were invalid. Therefore, Apple must pay $506 million to Optus Wireless and its related companies for infringement on past sales. Apple says that it will appeal the decision, saying in a statement that lawsuits like this from companies who accumulate patents simply to harass the industry only serve to stifle innovation and harm consumers. In other news, Apple has set its next Apple Watch activity challenge for August 30th to celebrate the natural wonder of national parks. Apple Watch users can earn the achievement by completing a hike, walk, wheelchair workout, or run of at least 1 mile on August 30th. You can complete the workout using the Workouts app on your Apple Watch or in any other app that records workouts to the Apple Health app. Activity challenges allow Apple Watch users to collect virtual trophies available through the Achievements tab of the Activity app on iPhone. There are also special stickers that you can unlock that can be used in the Messages app and with FaceTime. Apple Watch users will be notified about the upcoming Activity Challenge on their devices ahead of August 30th. And again, what you'll have to do is complete a walk, run, hike, or wheelchair workout of at least 1 mile. You can get a look at the stickers you'll unlock at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency tracking app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. CryptoPro is a fully native cryptocurrency tracking app with market prices, news, and price alerts. There's also support for platform features such as widgets, Apple Watch complications, menu bar support on the Mac, and iCloud Sync. And to protect all of your sensitive information, there's Face ID, Touch ID, and Apple Keychain support. CryptoPro will have iOS 14 support with home screen widgets from day one, and the developers are also planning a new stocks portfolio app as well. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can get a free month of CryptoPro Premium, which unlocks real-time prices, portfolio sync, advanced charts, and curated market updates. Simply hit the link in the show notes and use code 9to5Mac at checkout to get your free month and help support 9to5 Mac daily. One of the key privacy features in iOS 14 is a new option that allows users to disable tracking between different applications. During its quarterly earnings call last month, Facebook pointed out that the new tracking setting on iOS 14 could impact its advertising revenue. This week, a new report from The Information explains that Facebook representatives have been meeting with mobile game companies to discuss the implications of the iOS 14 privacy changes. Mobile gaming companies represent a key advertising partner for Facebook, and it is using these meetings as a way to hear concerns from these advertisers. The report explains that the likely outcome is that gaming companies will spend less on app install advertisements. This is a common type of advertisement on Facebook where gaming companies ask people directly to download an app or a game. But without the more detailed targeting data currently available, they could prove to be a less successful type of advertisement in iOS 14. Interestingly, the report from the information does also note that Apple itself could be at a loss if the iOS 14 privacy changes have an impact on the mobile gaming industry. The report says that 68% of all revenue from the App Store last year came from the gaming category. Nonetheless, Apple is doubling down on its commitment to user privacy in iOS 14. In a statement yesterday to the information, Apple acknowledged that targeting advertising is welcome on iOS 14, but that it's something users should have complete control over. The iOS 14 feature in question allows users to disable tracking between different applications and websites. In iOS 14, developers will be required to ask for permission before tracking a user across other services. The goal here for Apple is that iPhone users will be more aware of what's going on with their data without their knowledge. You can find and control the new privacy tracking feature in iOS 14 by opening the Settings app, then looking for the Privacy menu, then look for the Tracking option. Tracking is disabled by default, but if you so desire, you can turn it on here. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.